another episode of Currently Binging. So yeah, this episode I am talking about the movie The Post starring Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks. So we're going to get right into this. Right before we get into this though, however you're listening, make sure you stay hooked and engaged by subscribing and following. We are on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. Pretty much wherever you listen to your podcast, you should be able to find us. So, without further ado, let's get into this episode. So, this is going to be a quick discussion on the post, which I'm still, if you listen to the most recent movie episode, I'm still trying to figure out what to call this, but it's going to be quick discussion because there were just a few things that I wanted to touch on about this movie. So, currently, the movie officially released worldwide January 12th. So as I'm recording this, we're in the middle of the opening weekend, if you will, worldwide. And so still waiting on those numbers. So can't really talk about the gross, I know, yet. But currently 88% Rotten Tomatoes, 67% audience score. But yeah, so The Post. I personally enjoyed this movie. I saw it when last weekend during a limited release, and I was slightly confused because I was like, is this movie actually out? Because someone was like, oh, I'm going to see this movie. And I was like, I thought that came out on the 12th. And so I looked at all the theaters and I didn't see it. And I found it at one theater that was semi close to me. So I was like, oh, I don't have anything else to do, so I'll just go see it. So I went, I saw it, I enjoyed it. Me personally, a little background, so I went to school for journalism, so broadcast and print journalism. Then I went back to school for online, what they were calling new media journalism. So it's kind of like anything online, because that's kind of where journalism was heading for the most part. I mean, it had been heading that way for a while, but as far as journalism, if you want to do journalism, that's kind of the direction you probably wanted to go. And so journalism and writing, all that stuff is like really, really dear to me. So this movie just made me appreciate journalism that much more, even in this kind of a climate that we're in right now, the Trump era, if you will. I've kind of been not ignoring, because I feel like there's been just so much overload of Trump. And so I've been kind of backing away and not as engaged as I used to be. But this movie kind of reignited my passion for journalism. So that was a plus for me. But I just appreciated this movie because, you know, some of the stuff you don't even really know happened. And a lot of times, well, it's a movie, so you kind of want to go back and fact check the movie anyway, but just kind of how we're kind of semi-repeating history, which I feel like most times we repeat history, where we had these documents about the Vietnam War, which kind of was like, oh, we're going to lose this war, but they kept sending troops out there to fight, and they all knew this. I think it spanned four presidents. They all knew this, but they still kept sending guys out to fight, to pretty much die. And so someone who was covering it was able to take a bunch of the reports, make copies of it, and sent some of it to the New York Times. And so they started reporting on this, and then they found themselves in a sticky situation where they ended up being taken to court because they were like, the government was essentially like, you're sharing information with our enemies, and this could be detrimental to our troops and all this other stuff. And so this was kind of the opportunity for the Washington Post, who was kind of, which I didn't really know this, they were kind of a more like a local, like, lifestyle-y type of a paper, and they weren't really, you know, talking much about politics or whatever. And then if you also look at it, like, they had the people behind the post and like up there, like the editors, the people who own the post, were friends with a lot of people in government. And so you can say that kind of impacted how they reported on things. And so we're introduced to Kay Graham, who is owns the post at this moment, because her father passed away. He had given the post to her husband, who also ended up passing away. And so she ends up being the owner of it. And it's really interesting watching this because of the times that we're in. We're in like the 1960s or early 1970s. And just to see, like, not living in that time and living in kind of this, what I would say, a lot of people say, like, this is a good time to be alive, which I really do believe. So even though there's still a lot of things we need to work on, but just paralleling that to that time where women didn't really have a voice, they were overlooked, men kind of took over everything. I mean, in some cases, they still do. But they took over everything, and they kind of like looked down on women. And so just to see like those different instances where she's walking into a room and she's the only female. And even like towards the end of the movie, that one scene where all these women are standing outside the door because they're all the secretaries, and they all kind of look at her with admiration. And then she walks into the room as like all these guys, like that kind of thing. And then parallelly, there were so many parallels in this movie. Sarah Paulson, who plays Tom Hanks' wife in this movie, kind of her whole role where she's like the housewife, so she's doing like all these things that all these reporters, when the reporters start showing up at his house, and she's making lunches, making sandwiches, making sure everyone has some drink, kind of like playing those womanly roles parallel to Meryl Streep's character, who is kind of timid, and she has ideas, she has things she wants to say, but she can't say them or doesn't feel compelled to say them. And she's always looking to a guy to pretty much confirm or validate her answers for her, and she's not really validating what she's saying or believing in what she's saying. So that, I'm not gonna lie, that I struggle with that a little bit while watching this, because I just want to be like, oh my gosh, just, this is your paper, you own this paper, like own it. But you know, it was a completely different time. So kind of seeing how she grew, or kind of how her her confidence grew in this movie when she finally is like, no, print it, because they're like, oh, this is gonna happen, we shouldn't, she already said, went against the guys who, all the guys who tell her not to print, not to print, not to print. And then she is like, oh, you can print, or you should print, or whatever. And then they're like, oh, wait a minute, we just found out like we can be in cohorts with the Times because we may have their same source. And then she's finally like, no, print it, this is my paper. And when I tell you, first of all, I don't know if a lot of people thought that this movie came out last weekend and was trying to look for it, but the theater was packed. It was mainly like older people, but the theater was packed. But when she made that decision, she was like, no, print, this pretty much like, print, this is my paper, y'all gonna do what I tell y'all to do. When I tell you that the whole theater like erupted in clapping, like everyone was clapping and like, yes, yes, whatever. Because I think a lot of people were like struggling and kind of frustrated with some of the decisions she was making, how she was kind of like passing off her responsibility a little bit. So when she finally took charge, everyone in the theater was like, yes, cheering her on. So I appreciate that moment. But it was so many, I don't want to say parallel again, because I feel like I said parallel a lot, so I'm trying to think of a different word. But there were just so many levels in this movie, especially women, comparing women to men in that time, and like control and confidence and just all of that. So that was a really good aspect of the movie. And also it was a really it was really well acted. Like everyone was really invested into it. Like Meryl Streep, she's Meryl Streep, I think she's like always amazing. But even Tom Hanks, because You know, I've always been a fan of Tom Hanks, but I've seen some of his more recent stuff, but not a lot of it. But I feel like he was really into this character of Ben Bradley. And so, I don't know, it sucked you in and pulled you into that time, and it kind of, I don't want to say they were blatant, but they made references. They were making references to our current climate without actually making references. So like at the end when Kat Graham is like, oh, I don't know if I can go through another situation like this, and it's like, oh, but we're currently going through another situation like that. But yeah, so it's kind of like that kind of thing where it was kind of those little bit of remarks. But it was so scary how, like, the whole government trying to silence the media thing. We're currently living in this now where we have, like, the fake news and everything being reported. It's like people not, because I don't want this to turn into something about politics, because I have really, really strong opinions about it. But, I mean, that's what the movie is about. But my whole thing is the media journalists are there for a reason, and they're there to keep the government in check, but also to inform the public, because that is their duty, is to the public, the readers, and not the government. And they're there to tell the truth. So they should be reporting, they should be checking facts, and they should be making sure that everything that is coming, whether it's on screen, in print, online, whatever it is, they should be making sure that it is 100% checked, fact balanced, and the truth. And their obligation is to the public, point blank, period. And I think that this movie is kind of like a reminder of, look, we kind of went through this before, and I mean, we're kind of going through this now. Look what happened then. Let's all take some clues and cues from that and try to fix it now. So that's all I want to say. This is why this one's going to be short, because I feel like if I go too long into it, then I'm going to go somewhere that I don't need to go. But yeah, I enjoyed The Post. I thought it was a really good movie. I would definitely see it again. I think it really hits home if you are, like, I don't know. Journalism is my jam. So if you're like a journalist or going to school for journalism, it kind of helps like empower you. Like, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's all I have to say about The Post. We're just going to leave it at that. Like I said, this is going to be quick. But as far as ratings, I am going to give it a solid B plus A minus, like around there. But yeah, that's all I have to say. If you saw The Post, let me know what you thought about it. You can let me know on Twitter or any other social media. I am everywhere at InHerGlam, InHerGlam. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode.